it's party time, Mom. Welcome to another episode of the Chad Prather Show. Lean, mean on a Monday. We're coming to you. Got a lot of stuff to bring your way from the mothership, which is Studio 22. We're keeping Texas right, keeping Texas red. That's my new thing. Y'all going to hear me. Y'all going to be sick of hearing me say it. Keep Texas red, keep Texas right. Might even put it on a t-shirt. Puppet Master Mark flying us into the nether regions of all things ridiculousness. And I'm going to tell you why in just a little while. Candice, the queen of the Ethiopians, looking reeking Sligel. Look like she's your queen to be. Yes. The week has come upon us. The matrimonial week has come upon us, dear children. Where the fair queen chooses a prince. The queen has chosen a prince. Isn't that how they do that in England over there? It wasn't quite a, she didn't choose a king. She just kind of chose a prince. He was something. I don't know. I was looking through the People magazine yesterday. You know, they did that special deal of Philip and Elizabeth after Philip died. Handsome couple. Handsome couple when they were young.
A nice looking set of cousins.
Yes. Yeah. A nice looking set of cousins. But Philip Mountbatten, he was quite connected across the European regions. And that adrenochrome kept him alive for a long, long time, though. You should try some adrenochrome.
No, I'm good.
You good?
Yeah.
But interesting deal. Anyway, you guys, however, we can confirm on this show that Candace and Mark, not cousins.
Confirmed.
Not even the same color. Not even.
Yeah, so that really just, that tells you everything you need to know, right?
Everything you need to know.
Yeah.
You can't be related if you're not the same color. Mark, I've told him I'm so proud of him. Just so proud of him. He's gonna be a great husband, fantastic husband. And
thank you.
You're very welcome. I'm starting to tear up a little bit, Steve.
I'm trying to look over there, see who's wearing the pants.
Mark is the man. Candace can be the man sometimes. She's tough. She's strong. I love you guys. I'm proud of you. I feel partly responsible in no responsible way. But just,
well, if it wasn't for you, they wouldn't be working in.
Well, they were already working
22.
It. They'd have been working at the Blaze. They just might not have been working at this show.
Exactly.
Right?
But you know, side by side.
But side by side, and
that's what happens. You put two people in a room long enough, they're gonna have sex. Get married.
That's your philosophy. These are pure as a driven snow children over here.
Oh, I know
who
they
have
are.
Chosen to do things the right way in the eyes of God. These are good kids, and I love them. God bless them. So, and God bless their marriage. Party foul, Steve. God bless your marriage too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me and you need all the blessings we can get.
Yeah, we do.
We're going to talk about some crazy things today. Not the least of which, we can actually get a word in edgewise today. Because we don't have Lisa, we don't have Natalie, we don't have Sarah, and I miss them. But man, it is so much more peaceful in here.
It's a lot quieter.
Mark came in a little while ago. He said, it sure is quiet without it. I said, without the women here. Let's just call it as it is. And let me tell you, I pissed off a lot of women this morning on Facebook. Many of you already saw the post. Our buddy Kevin Wade, he texted me. He said, man, you talk about throwing a match into a fireworks factory. And I did. It was my status this morning on Facebook regarding abortion. I've always been outspoken on the subject of abortion. And I know people say, oh, well, you can't have an opinion on that because you're a man, says the woman that goes to a male OBGYN, okay? That's the hypocrisy in all of that. If you think that men don't know anything about women, give me a break. I told you, I've had wives, I've had mothers-in-laws, I've got daughters, I got so much estrogen in my, I got a female dog for crying out loud, I got so much estrogen in my house, I'm in cycle with all of them. So let me tell you something, I know a thing or two about women. But I will get to that post in a little while, and we'll talk about it. And a lot of people say, you lost a lot of women voters with that post this morning.
I got to go read it now.
And I said, I don't think it did. And a lot of people came to my defense and said, no, absolutely, he did not. But we got pretty outspoken about that thing. And I got outspoken about a couple of different things we're going to talk about on this episode. There are people out there who are saying, Chad, we know you're running, but there's a lot of people who don't know who you are. They're either not on social media, they don't watch The Blaze, which shame on them. They should be subscribed at blazetv.com/Chad for an annual subscription. Use promo code Chad, you get a free month. How about that? Slide it in where I can, Steve.
There you go.
And
I might subscribe.
You should subscribe, man. I got to renew my subscription. That's how cheap they are here at Beckland. They don't even give me a subscription.
At least for a month.
I got to pay for it. get the free month. You just hang in there. But I got a new debit card. That's why they were like, we can't renew your subscription. Anyway. But I've got a number of things that I put out there that's kind of irritated some people. Not the least of which, the Libertarian Party of Texas, blue check mark on Twitter. We'll talk about that on my stance on Texas building its own wall. Talk about those things. Plus, I'm going to show you where your money is going in this new stimulus package. You're going to be incensed. Remember we talked the other day about that guy who killed that mountain lion or whatever with 357?
Yeah.
Man, that's a pretty damn good shot.
Yeah, that's a great shot.
Let me tell you something. You got to use iTarget Pro. You want to make a shot like that. In 2020, over 8 million guns were sold. That combined with efforts to defund the police and the rising crime across the country has driven the cost of ammo through the roof. Many Americans have stopped training with their firearms altogether because every time they pull the trigger, they hear cha-ching. That's why iTarget was invented, to give law-abiding citizens a cost-effective way to train in the safety and privacy of their own home. You don't have to make the inconvenient trips to the range or expensive practice ammunition. None of that needs to be purchased. Just download iTarget's proprietary app, load the laser bullet into your firearm, and start your training experience. Dry fire training is going to help you develop muscle memory, sharpen target reaction speed, sight alignment, trigger function, and a whole lot more. iTarget Pro comes in all the major calibers, including .223, so you can stay sharp with all your firearms, including your AR-15. Today, I'll save you 10% plus get you free shipping with the offer code CHAD, I spell it Chad, at checkout when you go to itargetpro.com. Smartest way for you to practice, and it pays for itself as soon as you get it. That's the letter I, targetpro.com. itargetpro.com, itargetpro.com, offer code Chad. We'll be right back. How was your weekend, first of all?
Busy.
Yeah?
You were out of town. I was at home. I thought I'd have a nice, relaxed weekend. No, it wasn't.
Yeah. I had some family issues to deal with. I had to go back home and then back home to Georgia, and then had an event that I had planned for a while in South Carolina. Went to that. It was busy. It was a busy weekend. Lots of airplanes, lots of interstate travel, and it's crazy. You know, you take for granted you can go to Georgia and then drive across South Carolina in 2 hours. You know, you can be in North Carolina. We take that for granted living in Texas.
Yeah, 2 hours won't get you very far in Texas.
No, you drive 2 hours from here in Texas, you're still in the middle of nowhere, basically. Yeah. You got to go 4 hours at least to get somewhere in most parts of Texas. But I took that for granted. But it was a good weekend. We're going to get on the bus this week. Thursday, we're getting on the bus in Fort Worth, Texas. We're going to Forest, Mississippi. That is just east of Jackson, Mississippi. And we're going to put on a show. We're going to have the Ragamuffins will be with me. Of course, normally that's Steve, Jody, and Ben. Not this time, though. Not this time.
You're swapping it up a little.
We're swapping it up. The Ragamuffins are me and Steve Helms, the Texas legend. The very lovely, very talented Sarah Hobbs is going to be an honorary ragamuffin this week. Texas is opening back up to the degree that a lot of our musician friends are getting offers across the board.
Yeah.
Tons of gigs being offered to them. They're having to turn a lot of them down. And so Jody and Ben, they had some other engagements they had to be a part of. Good for them. I mean, they're fired, but good for them.
Yeah.
So Sarah Hobbs has agreed to fill in. For those of you who don't know Sarah, she sang along with us on the song we did with Ryan Weaver, Still Your President. Not my president. Still Your President.
Hey, I sang in that one too.
You did sing in that one. And but Sarah's incredible. We've got some other guests that are coming, guys like Colt Ford, Ira Dean, Andy Griggs, Mitchell Tenpenny. These guys are all hit makers out there on the Nashville scene. They're going to be there. Might even have a few other guests, but we're going to be there Thursday night, Forest, Mississippi. Get your tickets at watchchad.com. It's where all the fun stuff is. And also, we're going to be in Birmingham, Alabama. Blues, brews, and booze, and blues, and brews, and barbecue. I don't know.
I don't either.
I can't think of the name of the place, but it's
I should know.
Blues, booze, and brews. Watchchad.com. You got to go there and correct me if I'm wrong, okay? Booze, brews, and blues.
That's where I go to find out where we're going to be.
Exactly.
It's we have a fabulous promoter that just takes care of everything.
Shout out to Lenny Heron.
Yeah, we just show up.
Shout out to Lenny Heron. The dude's made our lives easier. But yeah, and you know what, Candace, interesting phenomena. Now, I used to be on Fox News Weekly, right? And I'm not that, I don't care about Fox News anymore so much. I mean, they've got a few good voices on there, but by and large, they've kind of gone a little moderate. Yeah. I don't like that. I blame you guys. They don't have me on anymore. They don't have me on anymore, Candace. Why do you think that is?
This is a tough question.
Well, it's because I'm on the Blaze now.
Yeah, that's the most obvious.
I thought maybe like your inside connection may have got fired or something.
There's some of that, but no, I'm on the Blaze now, and that's one of the things. So, I was watching. Here is something phenomenal to me. So you see, like now I announce a run for governor. Normally Fox News would be all over that. They would have me on. We would talk about it. Nothing. I mean, crickets. The phone ain't ringing. I mean, I need to be on Tucker. Tucker, holler at your boy. Tucker, me and you go way back to the beginning when you called me supernaturally articulate. Isn't that fun when you mess up the word articulate?
He calls a lot of people a lot of things.
I'm supernaturally articulate. Get me on the show, Tucker. Come on. We need to talk. But you know what I'm excited about? Ever since I announced my run for governor, I said I want to be able to prove that the average person can do this, can at least run and make a difference. All my friends are now running for office.
Yeah, they
are.
It's
crazy.
Except for me.
It's crazy.
I'm not there, but there's 22 people.
You just hadn't found something you believe in yet.
There's 22 people already running for the governor of the state of Texas.
Well, that's been the case since forever.
Okay.
Because people just never pull their name out of the hat. They're already on there. And they stay on there. You got people that are on the docket from 2001, 2006, stuff like that, because they still have money in their account, in their campaign account, PrayThrough2022.com. But here's the thing. You got Graham Allen has now announced that he's running for his district for Congress in South Carolina. Our buddy Kerry Council's now running.
Yeah.
He's declared to run for Texas Ag Commission.
I talked to him on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's fired up about that. Various other people that I won't mention are going to declare or considering it. Our very good friend Tudor Dixon, that's on America's Voice, she has now announced that she's going to challenge Governor Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan. I saw her. I spoke with her prior to her announcement, and then spoke to her when she announced, and then I spoke to her the other day after her appearance on Fox News. So I'm just excited that people are getting involved with this thing.
Maybe it's all because of you.
I don't think it is, but I do know that every one of the people that I just listed, Graham, Tudor, and Kerry, we've all discussed it prior to them doing it, right? And at least, I won't say that, like, I always knew Graham Allen was going to do something. Just be a damn shame if he didn't. And I just always knew that he had political aspirations, right? But I'm glad to see normal, everyday people with a platform, with a voice, willing to take the risk to do it. You've heard me say a million times, vision, passion, discipline, risk.
Yeah.
You get to the point where you just got to risk it. It's risky to put yourself out there like that.
Yeah, it is.
It's very damn risky. I mean, I threw the match in the fireworks shop this morning. And let me just tell you, first of all, I posted a picture of me and this beautiful, beautiful child. You can't barely see that baby on the camera right there. That's a beautiful little baby. You know something else, Candace and Martin? This whole gender confusion thing and this whole deal about, well, don't identify by gender. It's amazing how many people saw this picture of this beautiful baby right here. You can see him a little bit better. And they said, what a beautiful little boy. Now, here's a baby just a couple of months old and said, that's a beautiful little boy. You could tell, though, by looking at this child, that he's a boy.
Okay, I was going to say, I would say a boy, too.
Exactly. You could tell he's a boy. You just know. I mean, sometimes babies, you might not.
I think so, and there's a reason, you know, blue and pink
yeah,
are kind of
yeah,
they're kind of used that way.
But you can usually look at the face of a baby and know pretty quickly if it's a boy or a girl. Anyway, that's a side note. So here's what I said on Facebook this morning. This is where I stirred it up, and I'm pretty proud of this. My stance on abortion is simple. I categorically oppose it. Some would call that overreach. I call it compassion. The essence and beginning of small government is governing yourself. See, people were saying, oh, you believe in governmental overreach. If you believe in limiting abortion and that's governmental overreach. No, I believe in small government. But I do believe in government, okay? See, people think small government means no government. That's not the case at all. Small government is not no government. There is a purpose for government. And this was the thing that got our good friend Tommy Lauren in a lot of trouble with her stance on being pro-choice when she said, I just don't believe the government can reach in and control what a woman does with her body and blah, blah, blah. The government does have a right to control some things, right? I believe in freedom. I believe in limited government, but there is a place for government. So I'll continue on. The essence and beginning of small government is governing yourself. That includes your body. The next step is governing your own home. To murder an unborn child in the womb is an affront to small government since the murder is happening in the child's home. Govern your body, govern your home, do that, and abortion becomes unnecessary. It's the duty of government to speak up for those that have no voice. The unborn fit that category. When 98% of abortions are done for the sake of convenience, we must speak out. Hashtag Prather 22. Prather 2022. I'm super Natalie Articola. So obviously, you know what's going to just really jump out. People are going to come at you, right?
Yeah.
And they're going to say, but the government doesn't have a right to stop a woman from doing what she wants with her body. Again, the argument comes out, I believe that a baby in a womb is not the woman's body. It just happens to be a resident in the woman's body. If you were murdered in your own home, let's say your wife, which just this could very well happen.
It could happen.
This could happen. Let's say Tony decided to murder you in your sleep. It's her home. She can do in her home what she wants, right? If she murders an inhabitant in her home, it's still murder.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you kill a baby in the womb, and everybody's like, well, there's, you know what, they got to take the extreme cases of the rape and the incest and all of this, and the mother's life being.
I always say I'm pro-choice with exceptions. I'm pro-life with exceptions.
I understand all of that, but you're talking about 2%.
Yeah.
2% of pregnancies, you know, or I should say of abortions. And by the way, most of the people who find themselves victim of those situations choose to have the baby.
Yeah,
statistically speaking, most choose to have the baby because there's an innate thing in all of us that says that two wrongs don't make a right. And murder on top of the pain of rape or incest usually doesn't salve that pain. So usually they go through it. And deal with it. And then the people who come out and say, well, you're not taking care of the children after they're born. Somebody said that to Cooper Wade this morning when he made a post about that. Like, the man has a daughter, an 18-year-old daughter with cerebral palsy that he's cared for her entire life. I'm reasonably certain you're saying that to the wrong person.
Yeah, I wish Cooper Wade was my dad.
Right? Like, I mean, he's a father of four. I'm a father of five. You to say we don't care about children after they're born, that's a little bit stretching. You're a father of four. But now I do believe that CPS needs to be overhauled. I do believe the fostering system overhauled, both of which in many ways we've discussed it on this program lead to human trafficking in big, big ways. Those have got to be reformed. And it also needs to be an easier process and a less expensive process. And when I say process, I'm not saying you just give babies away to anybody that wants one. It has to be a vetting process. But there's got to be a less expensive alternative when it comes to adoption. Because there's far more people out there that can't have babies that want babies than are babies that are being aborted. So there are people who want these babies. There's no question about it. But the adoption process is hard. The adoption process is difficult.
It's expensive too.
It's expensive, and it's crazy. It's hard to do.
It shouldn't be that expensive.
It really shouldn't be.
Even to go into, for a child to go into a home that's, yeah, of course everybody wants to be adopted into Richie Rich's house.
Yeah, you Daddy Warbucks.
But that's not how it works. Yeah. There's average people out there of average income, or even maybe slightly below average income, that want to adopt children. Yeah. And that shouldn't stop them from being able to rear a child.
Yeah. And you're exactly right. That's the kind of thing I'm saying. That needs to be overhauled. These are the kind of things you got to speak out against. And we've spoken out against those things. We've brought to light various aspects of human trafficking that comes from these various programs that are out there. It's a bad deal. So, and Republicans, honestly, the right at least, has been a little bit short-sighted on caring for children that are neglected. We've got to speak to this issue of cultural fatherlessness that's happening across the communities of America, particularly minority communities. It's epidemic. And it's pervasive, and those things have got to stop. That's one of the things Tudor Dixon and I had a conversation about before she announced running for governor in Michigan, is the solution to fatherlessness. She was asking me a lot of questions about that. I was giving the best answers I knew, and the fact that she's on that topic tells me the good things about her. So, you know, and I already know that about her. So, great person, great candidate. Anyway, we'll talk more about it. Hey, what's better off than 50% off your first 2 months of your cell phone service with Patriot Mobile? Try winning cellular service for life. That's right. When you go to patriotmobile.com/Chad, learn how you can get 50% off your first 2 months of service and enter to win cellular service for life plus a free Patriot starter kit when you join America's only Christian conservative mobile phone company. Patriot Mobile has the broadest nationwide coverage and uses the same towers as all the major carriers, so you get the same great service plus. They have plans to fit any budget, including multi-line discounts. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares your values. They don't donate any of the money you spend with them to support leftists or their causes tearing our country apart. Listen, switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/Chad. Call their U.S.-based customer service team, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. You veterans and first responders, you're going to save even more. So make the switch today. Get the discount. Get a chance to win cellular service for life with the offer code CHAD. That's Chad. That's patriotmobile.com/Chad or 972-PATRIOT. Be right back. One of the things I posted last night was from an email that inspired me. I received from our friend Josh Tronk, who is a Texas transplant, like so many are. And it's one of the things he said just kind of inspired me to make a post. It was the last post I made last night. I said, I want an open Texas with a closed border. I want a Texas with less government. I want Texas to be a huge part of the American dream. And so much of that is kind of been lost on a lot of people. And I posted this morning, I said, moving to the left in order to win an election means you've already lost. Keep Texas red, keep Texas right. So when I talk about that, and that doesn't matter if you're in Texas or whatever, but so many people, they come to me and they're like, man, you gotta get more moderate. You gotta come more to the center. We don't know what the center is anymore. The leftist progressives have jumped off the deep end on the left. We don't know. We can't even, in fact, people on the right are closer to the center than anybody else these days. I'm not talking about the extreme fringe groups. We've talked about that. But the people on the right, they're closer to the center, and the historic liberals. What's our new T-shirt say? I'm just a dad doing his best to not raise a liberal.
Yeah.
Which is an unfair statement because historically liberals are more right than anybody else. I mean, JFK would make a great conservative today, but that T-shirt's selling like gangbusters too. Yeah. We put it out for Father's Day, and I'm not even sure, man. Father's Day, it's going to come and go. People still going to be buying that shirt.
Yeah, it'll be around.
Yeah, we've sold a ton of those things. I have to keep restocking them. But here's one that fired people up yesterday, if I can find it. I got off my page there. Doggone it. Dadgummit.
But I've seen some friends lately that I thought were a little further left than they were, and listen to them talk, they sound a little bit more back over, you know, at least to center.
Yeah.
They weren't as far left
as progressive as they thought they were. Yeah, I mean, stuff starts getting a little bit crazy. But here's what I said that pissed some people off. I said, I would build a Texas border wall. We don't need the federal government's permission to protect our borders. That's the 10th Amendment. Make Texas off limits to illegals. bum, bum, bum. Of course, here comes the list. It sounds legit. But what I want to kind of educate people on a lot of this. One of the things besides the federal government and the budget that slowed Donald Trump down on getting the wall built was private property owners on the border. You have folks down there that have ranches. They got vineyards. There's a lot of stuff down there, private property. And those people simply didn't want to sell their land. They didn't want to give up any of that space for a border wall. There's one story of a guy who planted a vineyard down there. He said, I don't want people coming to my vineyard looking at a border wall. It's unsightly. Okay. So people said, so you would just seize people's land, like the Texas libertarians came at me on Twitter with this, and they said, so you just seize people's lands. I said, or you just steal people's lands. I said, I think you misspelled purchase. We'd purchase their land. All right. Now, what they hear when I say that is eminent domain.
Yeah, that's what I hear when you say it, too. Right.
That I'm going to force them to sell. No, no. See, people have so politicized things in their mind that they hear what they want to hear. We offer to buy your land. Now, then you're a free citizen. It's private property. I can't fight to abolish property taxes and then fight you for owning property. That's hypocritical of me, right? That's contradictory and it's hypocritical. I'm going to fight for your right to own private property. I'm going to fight for you to not have to continue paying that with property tax, paying for it with property taxes that are exorbitant and never ending. We'll offer to pay for it. People say, well, whose money? Well, I don't know if you guys know it or not, but Texas has a pretty damn good GDP. We know how to make money in this state. We actually make our own money beyond just taxpayer dollars. That's one of the beautiful things about this state. We can support ourselves. Offer to buy it. If they say no, then no wall gets built on their land. It gets built everywhere else we can build it.
Right up on both sides of theirs.
It gets built everywhere. I mean, that's just common sense.
You rather have a wall or illegal immigrants coming through your vineyard?
Exactly. So
both are unsightly.
Here's the deal. So now you got a bottleneck issue. You didn't want to sell your land. So now all of it becomes access right there at the point of entry where you don't have the wall. Now, you say, well, that's an asshole position. Well, maybe I'm an asshole. You should have sold us a little piece of land to put a wall up so we could have protected you just like we're trying to protect everybody else. Now, I'm going to fight for your right to have private property. I don't believe in eminent domain. I don't. I don't believe in that. I just say, we'll purchase it. We will offer to pay you to use this land. I mean, my God, they pay people to put windmills all over their damn property.
Yeah.
They do that all over Texas. People are making money off these windmills. They can make money off of having a border wall.
Yeah, cell phone towers.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. They make money on that. So you put a border wall on there, maybe there's
some revenue to be had on that. Maybe we save all the millions of dollars we're spending every single day to take care of these illegals that are coming across. Maybe, just maybe, we save money through this whole thing. So, but everybody, not everybody, but different ones. Eminent domain. No, that's not what I'm saying. We offer to purchase it. If you don't want to, then there's no wall there. We put a wall everywhere else.
I bet you come back pretty quick, say you want a wall there.
It won't take long. And they said, oh, so you're for stealing people's land. I said, their land's already being stolen. And I love how the blue checks on Twitter love to put words in your mouth. Oh, so you're saying the government should steal it before anybody else does. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you're already dealing with stolen land. Okay, if illegals are stealing the land, then show me one parcel number where it's been stolen. I said, it's being trashed, trespassed, and trafficked. Their land is already being inhabited by squatters that are not only living on their land, dying on their land, passing through their land. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They might as well own it. You're a freeway. You are giving public access to illegals to come across your land. If that's what you want on your private property, that's your business. But I'm sort of thinking it's not.
But you have some farmers and stuff down there that don't care.
It depends on how it operates.
Like, yeah,
George Strait's ranch down there, he kind of got tired of all that trash and crap being all over his place.
You figure he'd build his own wall.
Right? I mean, he had a fence, but that fence wasn't doing a whole lot. They were camping out on the back 40 quite often. But these are the kind of things I'm talking about where you can't have a debate in 140 characters or 280 characters or less. I don't know what Twitter is these days, but everybody wants to jump on you and try to use your words against you. The deal is we can build a wall. And if you don't want a wall on your property, that's your business. I mean, the smart ass in me says, well, we'll just build to the northern part and around you, and now you can have a Mexican vineyard.
Yeah. Now, that's a smart ass move right
there.
That's
a smart ass move. But you know how I'm wired.
Yeah.
You know how I'm wired. But, I mean, everybody wants to find these technicalities on these solutions. I've told you already, there's no solution to a complex problem that's politically correct.
Nope.
Period. And anybody that wants to have that conversation with me, try to do it somewhere besides Twitter. Maybe watch this freaking show.
Maybe warning politically incorrect might be your next shirt.
I mean, maybe watch this show. I'm so sick of people who come at me. I'm like, we've spent a whole effing episode talking about this topic. I'll even give you the link to it.
Yeah.
I'll give you the link to it. But everybody's so buttoned up and polished, man. They got all the answers.
Yeah, I kind of get that often too. That I'll get messages. Well, y'all haven't even talked about this. I said you ain't been watching long enough.
Exactly. I've followed you for years, but I just need to. No, you haven't.
Yeah.
You haven't followed anything. We got a new sponsor. We got a new friend of the show. I know that the last year has brought on some serious changes to us as Americans, and now more than ever, it is essential to protect yourself and your family. If you've tried purchasing a firearm or ammunition in the last year, you'll know there's been an overwhelming demand from responsible citizens ensuring that they're protecting their Second Amendment rights. Well, they're not just purchasing firearms and ammunition. The demand for ballistic body armor has never been higher. And like owning a firearm, owning ballistic body armor is the next step in ensuring your Second Amendment rights. I want you to think about this stuff. Yourself and your family are protected. If you have a firearm and you're considering a firearm, or you just want to ensure that you and your family are 100% protected, no matter what situation you find yourself in, I want you guys to consider purchasing body armor from our friends at AR500 Armor. Shopping for body armor may seem like something you thought you'd never have to do. You may not know where to even begin. In fact, you may not even know you could buy body armor. That's where AR500 Armor comes in. AR500 Armor makes buying body armor easy, approachable, and affordable. In fact, with AR500Armor.com, you buy it online, have it shipped straight to your house. AR500 Armor has multiple packages built for citizens just like you who are looking for various levels of protection. They make the shopping process simple and approachable, and their team is always willing to help answer any questions you might have. I want you guys to get one of these packages, and they're offering something specifically for my audience. There's something for everybody at AR500Armor.com. Go and see their promotional specials. AR500Armor.com/Chad. They're running those specials right now. If you just use promo code CHAD, I spell it Chad, 20% off everything. Go there. Plan right now. Do it. Be right back. I told you we were going to talk about ridiculousness. We're going to fly into that another region right now. President Biden's COVID relief is quickly devolving into shocking stories of waste, fraud, and abuse, along with a dose of direction and political spin. This is by Jason Chaffetz, of course, writing for Fox News. Biden talked about his COVID relief package. This is historic legislation about rebuilding the backbone of this country. I can't do the Biden yet, but I'm getting there. I'm getting there. And giving people in this nation, working people, middle class folks, you know the thing, people who built the country a fighting chance.
You need to insert Barack Obama in there.
You sort of kind of do. He's almost got a Barack.
He has to bring up his name every time you get a chance.
I was talking to Barack. You know, me and Barack. Here's what's in that. So it's $1.9 trillion. They reduced it by $600 billion. They've gone back and forth. Now this bipartisan bill is starting to catch a little. It's like a $1.7 trillion now. Let me talk about what some of the money is being done. Again, the money's not there and it's not theirs, but here's what it's being used for. Scuba gear is being bought in Uruguay. Gas turbine engines in Canada, HIV research in the Ukraine, and management consulting services in Fiji. These are all part of this. Those are just some of the grants that are listed on pandemicoversight.gov's website. That's where the government's independent inspectors general have created an important resource for Americans to monitor government aid. It's very eye-opening. The Democrats have budgeted to build two gazebos at Guantanamo Bay. That's 20-foot structures that are ordered. Let's see, those are 20-foot by 30-foot and 16-foot by 20-foot structures. So there's two different types of gazebos, not just two gazebos, two different types of gazebos. They bought them from the Cedar Store. $600,000.
All right, I got a problem here. We have the Navy Seabees. They build things. They're construction, right. All that kind of stuff. Why are they not down there building
gazebos for terrorists? Yes. $5 million went to Russia for civil society grants, whatever the hell that is. $24 million went to Syria to encourage them to wash their hands.
Well,
in Gabon, the U.S. Department of Defense received more than $180,000 for ejection seat repairs on T-38C airplanes.
Now, you might need those.
Might need those.
Yeah. Might need ejection seats.
Let's see. there was $363 million for the planning of the building of the USS Boise. Paying the full bill for an attack submarine for the Department of Defense is hardly what the Democrats promised. It was COVID relief. So you get the point. There's a lot of crazy stuff that's going on. Anyway, yeah, it's party time in the budget sector, boy. I tell you what, that's some COVID relief right there.
He's writing checks, ain't
building they? Gazebos, man. Give me some of that money. Mm-mm. Hey, it's party time meme. That's right. Let's talk about our memes of the week. Pop one of them up there, Candice. Look at this. I'm loving this one right here. There's Indiana Jones. He's trying to, the mainstream media, you know, the old golden skull, and he puts the bag of sand on there and tries to switch it out weight for weight. He's taking the COVID off the pedestal there and putting climate change back on it. Man, that is the damn truth. That is a juggling act. Put up another one, Candice. This is at the very top. You see, this was 240 days ago. This was the peace treaty and agreements that was being signed by Trump in the Middle East. And then, of course, you see what's going on now there in Gaza under Biden. Very, very telling. Next. New White House limo. It's the short bus, folks. It is the short bus. Oh, my gosh. You see Zuckerberg hanging out the back. Give me another one, Candice. See, this one right here, I gotta look this up, because this is one that I came across. I've come across several of these. Joe Biden's America. Pop it back up there, DC. $1,500. That's what 1,000 feet of lumber board cost right now. It was $304 last year. 1 gallon of gas last year was $1.95. Now it's $3.05. Last year, 1 ton of wheat was $183. Now it's $251. 1 ton of coal was $39. Last year, now it's $80. 1 bushel of corn, $3.43. Now it's $6.86. Listen, that's great when it comes to commodities that the prices are higher. That'd be great in a good economy. But the problem is the folks who grow this grain and produce this coal and all this stuff, they're not making any more money. You know why? Because the cost it takes to manufacture and produce this stuff is gone through the roof too.
Now, what's driven up the price of lumber?
Well, I tell you what, my dog has been chewing on some of that wood on the furniture, and I got little shavings, and I'm putting it in little gram bags, and I'm selling that stuff for $100 street value.
I think America gets most of its lumber from Canada. You think they're pissed off about the pipeline? Maybe
I think they could be.
Bump that price up a little bit.
I get messages from people in Canada all the time. They say, Biden's screwing us up, too.
Yeah.
We're getting screwed up. Throw another one up, Deese. There you go. Remember back in Liberals in 2011? Corporations are not your friend. I am not your experiment. Ban Monsanto. Say no to GMO. And now at the bottom, basically you're damned if you're not getting the vaccine.
Yeah.
These are liberals in 2021. Shut up and take the damn vaccine. Funny how things change. See, that's liberalism versus progressivism right there. That's a perfect example right there in that meme. All right, give us another one. There you go. That's another one of the inflation ones. You can read that. You've seen that thing out there. Tons of differences between. I mean, just look at the housing sales. The housing sales are through the roof. I mean, it's insane. This stuff, coffee, lumber.
I know groceries. I know groceries are gradually going up. Everything by a penny or two here. It doesn't seem like much. Yeah. Individual items. It starts crazy. Adding up.
Give me another one, Deez. Now this is me right here. This is the one I wish I could read that far away to know what I said about myself.
I'm sure it was funny.
I know. But there it is. There never should have been a mask mandate or stay-at-home orders in Texas. Undoing mandates that should have never been implemented is not an accomplishment. So while our politicians and our governor is patting himself on the back for undoing these mandates, you're the one that created a crisis. You created the crisis, now you're undoing it, and you want us to reelect you. No. Is there one more, Candace? There it is. There it is. Pull that one up on full screen as well. I can offer you security. I require only that you kneel. Texas, like, well, yeah. See, that's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
That's where true Texas and Texans live, folks. Keep Texas red. Keep Texas right. Boy, I tell you what, Steve. I'm fired up, buddy.
I know it.
I'm fired up. The world's going to hell in a handbasket, son.
Fix it.
I'm going to fix it. We're gonna open Texas and close Texas at the same time. Open Texas, closed borders. I'm telling you, man, we're getting overrun. Getting overrun by mandates and overreach. See, you thought I was going to say illegals. Well, we're doing that too. They're flying them into Tennessee for crying out loud. Under cover of night. This is the Biden administration. Taking it back, folks. Keep Texas red. Keep Texas right. Let's do it to America as well. Hang tight. We're not done. Be right back. Well, watchchad.com is where all the fun stuff is. Praether2022.com. I didn't tell you to go there, but you can go there if you want.
I say go there.
You might as well go there. Just check it out. See what's there.
T-shirts?
No, not at Praether2022.com.
Oh, there's not any there. That's governor right. stuff,
yeah,
right?
We don't have any of that stuff over there.
I need to go visit, see what's over there.
Watchchad.com will tell you how to come find us out on the road, though. Going to be in Everett, Washington again coming up. Going
to
be in.
I'm excited to get back up there.
Me too, man. Like going to be in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Going to be in Boise, Idaho. Looking forward to this kind of stuff, man. Getting back out there amongst the real people. We're really doing it, aren't we, Harry? Feels like I'm running at an incredible rate.
Let's do it.
We're going to do it, man.
Need
and
to
you know
do
where
it.
We're going to do it? We're going to do it in Arlington, Texas at the Arlington Music Hall. And going to make a big announcement there as well on the 4th of June. The Ragamuffins will be there. Jesse Payton will be there. We're going to get unapologetic in Arlington, Texas. Lots of stuff going on, Steve.
I always like it when you say there's a big announcement.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what
you
it is.
You don't even know what it is. I'll tell you when we get done here in a minute.
All right.
It won't be that big to you, but it'll be big to everybody else.
Awesome.
You just, because you live this day in and day out. It ain't that big of a deal to you. Right. To you, it's just another day to go to work.
Another day to go to work.
Yeah. So, but I'm pretty dang excited about it. And I'm excited that it's a Monday and it's a brand new week. And I want to encourage everybody out there to love each other. It's okay to disagree. It's okay to be on differing sides and differing opinions politically and socially and emotionally and mentally and all these different things. It's okay. You can still love each other, folks. You can still be kind to each other. If you can't be kind to somebody, you need to get a life because there's something missing inside of you and the problem is you, not somebody else. Just have a good Monday. Come see us again tomorrow night, Tuesday. We love you. God bless. Talk to you then. Bye.